seat if you don't mind. Have a seat. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Boy, let me tell you something. I'll tell you honestly. If y'all stop that, I'll tell you something honestly. And get me as hot as you can get me up there, if you don't mind. And that'd be great. I'll make up whatever difference I need. Get me as close as you can. And you know, we got a good thing in Christianity. I mean, honestly. You know, there were a couple of years there that I thought the devil had more to offer than God did. And I was attracted to its music. But I'll tell you, the thing that attracted me to the music was the beat of the music. It wasn't the words, because I didn't even know the words. I just knew the beat appealed to my body. And you know, when I got right with God, I realized that the spiritual man does not desire the beat. The spiritual man desires the words. And I think too often we judge a song at church by the first note on the piano rather than the first word of the song.
Yes, sir.
Everything else is just bonus. That's why you could break into an a cappella song and understand that music is nothing more than an expression of everything we feel, everything we are on the inside. We just don't know how to put it into words. And that's why singing is huge. And that melody from your heart. And but I'm telling you, when you put everything together, you truly have just seen what a little bit of what heaven is going to be like for eternity. Eternity. And I just can't wait. It is 7:34 right now, and I plan to be done at 8:05. And I really, truly do. I just want to give you one illustration story from God's Word. I want to encourage you tonight. It probably is the most famous verse in the Bible. That if you have been around preaching at all, you've probably heard your preacher preach on it. You have probably heard some conference preacher preach on it. And so I'm just going to get into this and let's get done and get out of the way for Brother Jenkins and Lord Jenkins, Lord, oh Father. And I want to thank you for being a friend and just a good friend. I don't ever get to see him that often. But I enjoy his preaching. He preached a sermon several years ago, and he made reference to it today. Remember the sermon he preached on dispensationalism here?
Yeah.
Remember that on a Tuesday morning several years back? And truly, that has helped me. If you preachers want to get one sermon from Faith Harbor that theologically will help you, that truly is a sermon you need to get and made a blessing. I've not been spiritual since, but that just made a blessing to me. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we sure do need you tonight. You have come down and blessed us. But Lord, as the theme, Faith Harbor, I remember my first year here, I really didn't know what Faith Harbor meant. I was invited to preach at it, but I really didn't know what it meant. And then I heard Brother Bell get up, and on that opening night, he just simply said, "It's time for us to come away. It's a time for us to retreat to the harbor. It's time for us to retreat back to the banks, to the shores, and get a little bit of fixing done in our life and help us fall more in love with you." And as he began to explain that night, Lord, I truly know that in my heart, that very first night that I experienced Faith Harbor, that, Lord, it truly was a place for me to get recharged. And every year I've never been disappointed. My faith has been built, and I've gone away from here a stronger Christian. Now, Lord, I'm just one of the messengers. In years to come, as I pray so often, these good people may forget who the messengers were. But Lord, help them never forget the messages. May it burn inside their heart. May I be that encourager tonight. May I give them a thought and a truth from your eyes. And Lord, bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to have Brother Adam Freed help me. If you'll come right up here if you don't mind. And I've known Brother Adam for years and years and years, and you won't need your Bible, I promise you that. In fact, when I have you turn to my text, you will get it right away. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse number 16, not that close, please, and back up. Security will get you, because fundamental Baptists are all about security. And so Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16, do you have it? If you'll go there, and it's something that you probably could quote 100 times. I have heard probably thousands of sermons, hundreds of sermons, I should say, so I don't speak evangelistically, hundreds of sermons on this one verse, and we've all been there. Let's read it together out loud. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16. Can y'all hear me okay? Everything fine? Proverbs 24, 16. Are you ready? Ready? Here we go. For a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Look right up this way. I'm not going to ask you to close your Bibles because you need to keep it open. The Bible's very clear, and I, please forgive me for doing this. I no longer think of you as a teenager, and I mean that. I no longer think of you as a college student. You are a man. You are a married man, and you have children and responsibility. And I mean this. My respect for you is huge, except right now. Just kind of fall down. We've heard it, if you don't mind, and I'm not going to insult your intelligence. Not that you're getting older. Don't do that like you used to do it. And your wife, your husband. Wrong. We are close to Ohio State University, though. That was wrong. Someone handed me this envelope, and I thought it was a $20,000 check, and it wasn't, and you'd have to be here this morning. But it's an Ohio State schedule of all the games that are on the schedule. And my Roach Motel has quit working a couple of weeks ago, so I'm going to put that in right where I put the Roach Motel, and it'll keep the roaches away. But there's one on here, Brother Mann, that you and I always, right? Always. And it's when they play Michigan. How come they're playing in Columbus again? Somebody needs to check their schedule. Amen. I know what you're saying. It doesn't matter where we play them. We will always beat them. And it's only because you pay the refs. Adjustment, and I've heard it preached like you have preached it, preachers, and a just man falls 7 times and gets back up. And we have heard it said, and we've seen people on the platform, you're done. We've seen people on the platform that the preachers had them fall and get back up and fall and get back up. And we've heard people say, rightfully so, I'm not against anything because I think it encourages us that falling that 7 times, that's a sign of perfection. Or falling 7 times, that builds your strength. Or falling 7 times, and they'll listen, I have done it, just listen. Dozens and dozens of reasons why that this is very incredible. But here I'm going to jump right into the lesson. Although the just man is the subject, he is not who this verse is pointing to.
Right. That's exactly right.
I want you to notice.
That's exactly right.
Anybody with red hair deserves to be. Get your Bibles. Although he is the subject, he is not who this verse is talking about. Look what it says in the very first verse, verse 15. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous, spoil not his resting place. And then your Bible has a colon, and then he tells him why you are wasting your time. He tells the wicked man, and because we believe it's inspired by God, God looks at the wicked man in defense of the just man and says this, you, my friend, are wasting your time camping outside the just man's life, because let me tell you something you do not know about the just man. Can I tell you something tonight? You got to get back up.
Amen.
You got to get back up.
Amen.
And God, through the inspiration of the word, tells the wicked man, everything that this just man has, you may see him at times fall down. But there's something you need to know about this just man. He's getting back up. And you're wasting your time thinking that you're going to get anything the just man has, because there's something you have no idea about the caliber of that man. You have no idea about the commitment of that man. It doesn't matter how many times he falls down. He is getting back up.
Amen.
You know, it's incredible to me as I read this verse, I thought to myself, what confidence God has in you and I. You may not have confidence in yourself, and your life may be up and down. And your life may be a good day today and a bad 2 days, and then a good 1 day and a bad 3 days, and a good 1 week and a bad 2 weeks. And you may feel like you're not making any progress, but God doesn't believe that. God in heaven says this: hey, wicked man, let me tell you something about my children. They get back up. Hey, Hollywood, let me tell you something about my children. They get back up. Hey, disgruntled church member that thinks the world is better than the church, you think it's going to go down because you leave us. Let me tell you something. They always get back up. Boy, let me tell you something tonight. You may be down today, but God's got confidence in you that you're going to get back up. Let me give you four things and I'm done. Number one, take them quick. You ready? Being just is a reaction to falling. When he falls, fall down. When he falls, being just is a reaction to falling. Do you know why somebody gets back up? Because it's not just to stay down. This man also is described in the first verse right there. If you'll notice in verse number 15, he's called what kind of man in verse number 15?
Righteous.
Did you see that? He's called righteous. That is a state. That is not an act. That's a state. That's a state. Let me tell you something. You may be able to lay there for a day, and you may be able to lay there for 2 days, and you may be able, but you're going to be like Jeremiah when he said, I'm walking away from the word and I want nothing to do with it. All of a sudden, it starts burning on the inside, and it starts burning on the inside, and then guess what you got to do? You got to get back up. And that's why God goes to the wicked man and says, there is something you don't know. Ye may look like he's down, but you plug in the right song about me, and he's getting back up. You see, what the wicked think is because you're down, that's who you are. Oh, that's not true to the child of God.
Amen.
There has been many a times, I feel bad. There have been many a times that there's been many times I've been down and I thought to myself, I don't care anymore. I want out of this game. I'm tired of being a preacher's kid. I'm tired of pastoring this thing. I'm tired of teenagers making fun of me. I'm tired of this going on. I'm tired of nobody's ever listening, and I'm getting away from my wife and away from my children. And why am I putting all this time in? But you listen to me. Something happens when I take the word of God and I'm down and I decide, well, you know, I have to read my Bible. I have to read my Bible. Let me tell you something. It starts in my toes, and the reason he's going to get back up is because that's what the just do. That is their reaction to falling.
Amen.
And so guess what the just does? The just gets back up.
Amen.
Listen to me. I'm not done.
Yeah. Amen.
You got to get back up.
Amen.
God has already opened his mouth to the wicked.
Amen.
God has already said to this world, they'll get back up. They'll get back up. Well, they've been down for a couple of days. Doesn't matter. Well, they've been discouraged for months. It doesn't matter. You see, where they don't respond to me, they have to respond to the Holy One on the inside. So I've got the patience like God to stand over here and go, that's okay. Well, it's been months. That's okay. They're going to get back up, because that is the just man's reaction to falling. Justice.
Yeah.
It has to balance.
Yeah, sure.
Do you understand? It has to be equal.
Yeah.
And God knows that the thing on his side is this: time.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something. While you're down, you remember them good days down at Anchor.
Yeah.
You remember them conferences. You get that flyer that says the preachers are coming to town, and all of a sudden, it may be a year you've been down, but all of a sudden it starts working and you start remembering. You walk past that Bible on that shelf. When a group you love comes out with a new CD, you buy that CD out of curiosity, but really what's going on the inside is it starts in here. And guess what the reaction to falling is? You got to get up. Got to get up. That's why I don't have to be mean to anybody, and I don't have to go after anybody, and I don't have to be a thorn in anybody's side, because there's the Holy Ghost of God living on the inside. And I don't care who you are. And let's say this. Hey, he's telling the wicked man. He said, you're wasting your time sitting outside this guy's house because that's the saved guy right there. He's righteous on the inside. He's got the Almighty living on the inside. And guess what? He can't stay down. And even if he goes to the casket like that, he's getting up. You are so wasting your time. Oh, the devil's wasting his time camping outside my life because even if I stay down and I die, I'm getting up. It doesn't matter. First thing I want to tell you is that. Second thing, I'm about done. Here we go. You ready? A just man builds a life outside of falling. I want you to notice this. He said to the wicked man, it wasn't him personally that he was camping and watching. Look what the wicked man was doing. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the what? Oh. While he was up, because he is righteous, guess what he did? He built a dwelling place. Now, you can't have a home without a wife. So, Adam, listen to me. On those good days as a college student, when you were standing, guess what you did? I was there. She was a secretary right in the office. And this pencil neck geek would come by. Am I right? Am I wrong? He would find excuses to come see Brother Bob because I have deep spiritual problems. He wasn't coming to see me. He was walking past that desk where that chick was sitting behind that desk. And he'd give her that freed look right there and that freed walk, and then he'd come on back to the office. Let me tell you what he was doing. When he was up, when he was on top side, he was smart enough to know this. I got to get me a good woman.
Yeah.
Go down and get your woman.
Amen.
And guess what he did? He built him a dwelling place.
Amen.
Do you remember the first time you kissed her? Oh, yeah. Better get rid of the Holy Scripture because it's going to get good. You're going to need both hands for this, buddy. Do you remember the first time you held her? Do you remember the first time you were alone? Let me tell you something. The wicked... Oh, you do? Do I need to give demerits here, or was it...
No.
It was after the ring?
The limousine right after the wedding.
That's all I want to know. Stop right there. He comes to the wicked man, and he says this. He says, you're wasting your time waiting on the spoils from this house. Because even if this man does fall down at your wife's feet, even put your head on her feet. Go ahead, put your head on her feet. Even somebody better be taking a picture. Hang on. Taking a selfie right there. Let me tell you something. What they didn't understand is the wicked man thought he was like every other man, stand up, and that while he was standing, he was playing video games. And while he was standing, he was out at a party. While he was standing, he built him a dwelling place. Then they had children. Both of you go get your precious children. Now you listen to me. What the wicked man does not understand is that several things go into play. Why this guy's got to get back up? Because he's a righteous man. And that's what just people do. He may get discouraged as a father. Fall down. But you listen to me. He can't be loved on by his kids. Y'all love on dad. Love on dad. Give dad. You can't be loved on by kids when you're backslid without it telling you, I got to get back up. Because that home needs a dad that is a loving dad and a good dad. Boy, he's telling the wicked. wicked man, you are wasting your time. Because what you don't understand, that's a saved home. And what you don't understand is why he was right with God, he got him a wife. And while he was right with God, he got him kids. And while he was right with God, he started serving in the church. And even if he gets discouraged and falls, that's what just people do. Third thing, and I'm done. It's a lie. I got one more. A just man is smart enough to know this. I want you to look at that ugly guy right there. Please listen to me. He knows that if he doesn't get back up, that the wicked man, just start walking slowly, is coming to take everything he's worked for.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You see, if you don't get back up, somebody else will take your wife.
Wow.
Slow down. If you don't get back up, somebody else will be the father to your children.
Yeah.
If you don't get back up, somebody else will pastor this church.
Yeah.
If you don't get back up, somebody else will be there, and somebody else will be there, and somebody else will be right there.
Right. Yeah.
But those of you women that are women, that was deep. You, I know deep things from the Word of God. There's something you don't understand about a man. You think you're possessive of your children? The Bible talks about the rage of a man. Brother, listen to me. What this wicked man doesn't realize is while he's standing, he ain't about to take on him. But when he falls in discouragement, what this wicked man better understand, go ahead and start stepping closer, is when the man sees somebody coming to take his things, guess what he starts to do? You better back up, Doc, because...
Yeah.
And do you know what God is saying? You have no idea. You are wasting your time on the outside of this world. Because that's a righteous man. And when he gets back up, let me tell you what's happening. It's because he has to get back up. And I'll tell you what, why he's up, what you didn't understand behind closed doors, why he's up, he's walking with the Lord. And while he's right with God, he's finding the good woman. And while he's right with God, he's got his kids in church. And he may get discouraged a little bit of the time, but your motivation for him to get back up.
Yeah,
I'm getting ready to go on vacation, and I'm dying. Let me tell you why I'm dying. I don't want nobody else preaching in my pulpit. Seriously, tomorrow night while I'm standing here preaching, I'm going to be looking at that clock going, I hope he lays a dud. I hope he's the worst preacher LBT has ever heard. And I mean it. I hope it's the worst. I hope God so combobulates him that everybody's sitting out there going, we better get pastor back here because this thing's going to pot. You think that is God's truth. And if you're really too good, you ain't never coming back. Because that's my territory. Stay out of my world.
Amen.
Listen to me. And that's what God was saying to the wicked man. You're wasting your time. Because there's something you need to know about that guy. He's righteous.
Amen.
And his reaction when he falls, he'll get back up. May take him a while, but he'll get back up. And let me tell you, second of all, the times he was up, he wasn't wasting time. You see, he's a righteous man, so he's walking with the Lord. He was a righteous man, so he's playing his morals straight. He was a righteous man. That's why he has his kids dressed up. You can't ask for two better looking kids than those kids right there. You see that right there? And I'll tell you the third thing is, the thought of you having that woman and the thought of you bouncing those kids on your knees is enough to make that man right there fight you tooth and nail. See, all you want to do, and look at the end of 24, if you don't mind, look at it. There's a reason why it says in verse 16, for a just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into what? Do you know what that Hebrew phrase means? He will do the same thing to them that he did to the last family he got a hold of. In other words, he's not about building. He's about sucking life out of anything he can get his hands on. And what the Lord is saying through his word to you and I is this. See, all you want to do is destroy.
That man's got fight in him. Because now you're talking about his wife. And now you're talking about his children. You women think you're big, big, bad, and beautiful. When it comes to your, I'll scratch your eyes out. Men don't talk about it. Men do it. See, y'all nothing but mouth. Y'all just, ooh, that sounded bad. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. But you women will scream at each other, and you women will throw these threats at each other, and you women will put your hands on your hips. You know, you can tell someone who just got off Weight Watchers, because when they put their hands, they never lose their habit. You'll put your hands on your, you guys liked that right there, didn't you? Put your hands on your hips. Men don't do that. Men don't do that. Years and years ago, there was a kid that just turned 18. 18th birthday, this kid was fooling with this other man's teenage girl. And he told me, he said, Brother Bob, I'm waiting until he's 18. On his 18th birthday, I'm going to hit him in the nose and spend the rest of the night in jail and love every minute of it. Stepped outside. He said, guess what his is? I said, what's that? He says, 18th birthday. And decked the guy. Laid him out. And then he said, all right, I'll wait for the cops to come. See, what you don't understand is men, we don't talk. We just walk up with a Louisville Slugger and bust your windows out. Yeah. We go beat your grandmother up because we ain't kidding. About the only person I can beat up is your grandmother. Last thing I want to tell you is this, and I'm done. God believes in you that you will get back up. Sometimes pastors become panicked, fall down, and they try to help somebody get back up. And if they don't get back up on our timetable, then it looks bad on us. And pastors, if we're not careful, try to build our own kingdom to where we think, boy, we want to tell, well, it's going to sound, I'm going to let you in on a pastor's world. We want to tell our success stories so that we can look good. Can I tell you something? It's not about me. I am just a laborer in the vineyard. It's not my vineyard. It's God's vineyard. And God in heaven, if you're discouraged tonight, you're like, I'm going to give it all up. I'm going to walk away. You may not have a cheerleader in your wife, and you may not have a cheerleader in your children, and you may not have a cheerleader in your pastor or anybody around you, but you got a cheerleader in God.
Yeah. Amen.
And God believes in the righteous so much that he's told the entire wicked community, you might as well go camp outside of someplace else because he's mine. He's built a beautiful family, and he's getting back up.
Yeah.
He's built too much not to get back up. And it's just what he does. What a beautiful picture. You may fall 7 times, but you'll get back up. And God believes in you so much that you have built something that you would never want to walk away from. I'll be honest with you, just something that pastors, we're not supermen. We're not superwomen either, so we're not supermen. You know something about us? About the time we think that we should throw it in, a bus kid always comes up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a mama comes up and says, hey, thanks for that sermon.
Amen.
Or somebody comes up and says, boy, that choir special was like incredible. Hey, did I tell you about a blessing we got the other day?
Sure.
And I think to myself, how can I roll over and play dead?
Amen.
Nobody's going to love this like I love this. I think I encourage you, as I end 4 minutes early, Tony Hudson wouldn't have done that. As I end 4 minutes early, can I tell you this tonight? That God's already stepped out on a limb and published it in the biggest social networking platform ever, his word. And he said this, all you wicked people out there, you're wasting your time thinking that you're going to get the spoils of what the righteous have worked years to build. Anchor Baptist Church, you're going to be just fine because you weren't wasting your time while you were up playing church, while you were up you were being church.
Amen.
You were loving the Lord. Every church goes through it. Every Christian goes through it. Every pastor goes through it. But you got a God that has declared the entire world. You're wasting your time. It may not be today and it may not be tomorrow, but you're going to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. He's going to knock you out. Just get back up.
Man.
Two things and I'm done. If this is you right now and you're up, you better be loving on your family.
Yep.
And you better be enjoying your kids.
Yep. Right. Because
they grow up so fast.
Right.
Then you wish you had them back. And they leave and they go and you want to be part of their world, but now they have another world. You better love them while you're up. While you're up, you better get in that choir. You better sing for all it's worth while you're up.
Amen.
You better read that Bible while you're up.
Amen.
Because you're putting into you that fuel for the second thing, to get back up.
Right.
Discouragement is not a sin. Discouragement is part of what we do. But getting back up is part of what we do. I finished 2 minutes early, and I will yield those remaining 2 minutes to our next speaker, Brother Jenkins. God bless you. Thank you very much.